七，吉林省2008年初中毕业生学业考试。
Text 1. Number 1. Jack, I'm busy. Could you please clean the floor?
Number 2. Ming Ming, have a rest. Dinner is ready. Come to the table right away.
Number 3. Don't eat in class, Peter. Number 4. Uncle Sam, I'm going to Hong Kong for vacation.
Number 5. Thanks for letting us stay with you.
Text 2. Number 6. Alice, where would you go?
If I could go anywhere, maybe I'd go to Canada.
Yeah, I hear it's beautiful. It would be nice to go there during summer.
Question, where would Alice go? Number 7. What sport do you like best?
Swimming.
How often do you swim?
I usually swim 5 days a week.
Question. How often does the man swim? Number 8. What a fine day today.
Yes, it is. But it was windy and rainy yesterday.
Question. What's the weather like today? Number 9. Dad, could I borrow your car? I want to go shopping.
No, Linda, you may not borrow the car today. I need to go to my computer class.
Question. What will Linda's father do? Number 10. Where is your bike, Tony?
It's at the far end. It's between a red one and a blue one.
Is it black?
Yes, that's it.
Question. What color is Tony's bike?
Text 3, number 11. Sam is a wonderful painter. He paints beautifully. He enjoys painting in nature.
Number 12. Katrina and Liza are on the phone. They can not only talk, but also see each other.
Number 13. It's Children's Day. The students are very happy in the theater.
Number 14. Tom likes playing with kids in his spare time. The kids love him very much.
Number 15. Last Sunday, Ben and Tina were in the cafe. They had fun. Text 4. Alan is a middle school student. He is in class 2, grade 8. There are many subjects in his school. His math is a little weak, but he has tried his best. He works very hard on science. His English is the best in the class. He is not so good at history, but he can do better than before. He doesn't like geography, so his teacher says he is lazy. Music is his favorite subject. He sings very well. He decides to work harder next term. Alan is a middle school student. He is in class 2, grade 8. There are many subjects in his school. His math is a little weak, but he has tried his best. He works very hard on science. His English is the best in the class. He is not so good at history, but he can do better than before. He doesn't like geography, so his teacher says he is lazy. Music is his favorite subject. He sings very well. He decides to work harder next term.
Text 5. Good evening, and welcome to Sunny Hotel. May I help you?
Yes, I'm Carl White. I called you last week.
Just a moment, please. Oh, here. That's Mr. White, a teacher from New York University.
That's right.
Fine. Could you please help me check the information form?
Certainly.
Okay. Let me see. That's Carl White, C-A-R-L, Carl, W-H-I-T-E, White.
That's right.
And your home address is number 7 Center Street, New York.
Right.
All right. And that's your ID number, 6581-NY. Your email address is cwn YU15 at Sohu.com.
Yes, CWNYU. They are the first letters for Carl White, New York University.
Okay, thank you. Here's the key. Your room number is 814.
Thank you.
That's all right. Good evening, and welcome to Sunny Hotel. May I help you?
Yes, I'm Carl White. I called you last week.
Just a moment, please. Oh, here. That's Mr. White, a teacher from New York University.
That's right.
Fine. Could you please help me check the information form?
Certainly.
Okay, let me see. That's Carl White, C-A-R-L, Carl, W-H-I-T-E, White.
That's right.
And your home address is number 7 Center Street, New York.
Right.
All right. And that's your ID number, 6581NY. Your email address is CWNYU15@Sohu.com.
Yes, CWNYU. They are the first letters for Carl White, New York University.
Okay, thank you. Here's the key. Your room number is 814.
Thank you.
That's all right. An old woman lived in the country. She had 3 sons. They were Jim, Bob, and Dale. They left home to make money and became rich soon. This year, they came back together on Mother's Day. Each of them had a gift for their mother. Jim bought a big and beautiful house for Mom. Bob sent her a car. Dale's gift was a parrot that could speak to Mom. In the afternoon, they had a big dinner with Mom. Then they left. Their Mom was very happy. Several days later, Mom sent them letters of thanks. Jim, she wrote to one son, "The house you bought is so large. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house." Bob, she wrote to another, "I am too old to travel. I spend most of the time at home, so I don't use the car." "Dearest Dale," she wrote to her third son, "you really know what I like. The chicken was delicious. Thanks." An old woman lived in the country. She had 3 sons. They were Jim, Bob, and Dale. They left home to make money and became rich soon. This year, they came back together on Mother's Day. Each of them had a gift for their mother. Jim bought a big and beautiful house for Mom. Bob sent her a car. Dale's gift was a parrot that could speak to Mom. In the afternoon, they had a big dinner with Mom. Then they left. Their mom was very happy. Several days later, Mom sent them letters of thanks. Jim, she wrote to one son, "The house you bought is so large. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house." Bob, she wrote to another, "I am too old to travel. I spend most of the time at home, so I don't use the car." "Dearest Dale," she wrote to her third son, "you really know what I like. The chicken was delicious. Thanks."